Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hold hands.
Just
please hold
hands. Okay, we're holding hands.
Mum, took your key.
Marvellous.
Oh, welcome.
Well, so please, you can.
I understand they bring John's here.
Yes, that's right, Monty. Nice to hear from
you. John, how are you?
Very well indeed.
Sorry.
Pardon me, dear. I haven't done this for a time.
Doing it well.
Doing really well.
Tom.
Yes, Monty.
I've been sitting there watching you. And I'm so worried you look so perplexed.
No, I tend to drift myself slightly. That's the answer. So, in a meditative mode, actually, Monty.
Well, haven't got anything on your mind?
No, except I've been thinking about you and indeed so has Veronica. And I'm sure if you have anything for me to pass on to Veronica, I'd be delighted to.
Well, of course I have. It would be so silly of me to come forward, wouldn't it, and not speak to you.
I'm very pleased that you have. I'm delighted you have come through. How are things going with you?
To tell you the truth, John, it's much different to what I expected.
Ah.
It's good, don't get me wrong. It's different to what I expected.
Do you find you can do more from that side than from this side?
Oh, so much more. So much more. Yes. Would you pass something to Veronica?
Yes, I will indeed.
You know that crystal that she has around her neck?
Yes.
It's like an epitaph to me, isn't it?
Right, yes.
Could you tell her to stop wearing it? To be quite honest, it's like having... I know it means a lot to her. Just tell her that I make her up. And she doesn't need something like that to remember me.
Right.
Always, you see.
Yes, I understand other communications from you have come through various mediums from different quarters.
Well, some of them have. No, I tell you, some picture. I'm not sure if they have been incorrect. But that young lady, that Melanie Polly,
yes.
She's very good.
Yes, she is.
Very, very good.
Right, yes, I know, I've met her briefly, and I believe another lady called Linda Williamson.
Well, yes, she's good as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I met her a few times. Of course, there are some that just are jumping on the bandwagon, you see.
Yes.
And you have to watch for that, because it's not all true.
Absolutely right. Have you encountered Professor Ellison? While you've been across.
Oh, Millicent, yes, of course. And he had a few things to say to me, and I did to him. Shall I tell you something? He said that, had he known what he knew that now, when he was here, he would have kept your whole face in the SPR, given the opportunity.
I see. Have you bumped into Rafe Noyes at all? Because he was an interesting man, I thought, to be honest.
Rafe Noyes? Well, let me tell you something, shall I? I haven't had much to do with many of them over there.
Right.
Because I've just been so busy, you know me, John.
Yes.
I was always here and there. People were always in my mind, but it didn't mean to say that I always had contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
How many messages did you leave for me? And I took a leap of the time to get back to you.
We're thinking that perhaps you're doing your own version, Monty, as you would, because you were so meticulous, that you might be doing your version of the cross correspondences.
Well, yes, I am to a degree. But you see, it's difficult to speak, especially when so much is known about me.
Yes.
And my work.
Yes,
I have to be so careful.
Yes.
So I'm trying to think of things that I can say to you that you could change, you see.
Yes.
Oh, I understand that you have played fair a guy who died there recently?
Yes, indeed. Yes, a guy came down and gave a talk at my open forum, and very interesting he was too, yes.
Yes, he's a nice fellow, isn't he?
Yes, indeed. Would you have anything, I'm sure Guy would be delighted if there was any message you'd like to pass on of a personal nature or an evidential nature for him. I'm bound to be in touch with
him. You know, he was there when I came home to speak for my day of memory.
Ah, yes, yes.
And I gave him some evidence then regarding his infant investigation.
Ah, yes.
Information that wasn't known.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes. And asked him about that.
Oh, I should.
Also, would you pass on to the therapist that, would you pass on to him to be a little bit more meticulous in his endeavours with the psychics?
A little bit more meticulous with his endeavours with psychics,
yes.
Right, yes.
I hope to you without seeing any names, you understand who I'm talking about.
Yes.
I know that this is particularly good friends with one, you know.
I'm not sure which one you would mean there, Monty. I know he's in touch with a few, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, let's say the one that he's co-written books with.
Oh, right,
yes.
Right.
You know, so much can be done, and it isn't always what it seems. You know, some people are born to be able to levitate tables through psychic energy, when in actual fact, it's nothing of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
It's just merely a concentration of mind energy.
Yes, yes.
Very closely allied psychic energy and mind energy.
Yeah, so you're talking about mind in a kind of general sense, or mind from this side, or from your side, or from both?
Well, from both, you see, because they both blend together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, John,
yes.
I understand in the past you tried to get this young man in the Catholic to do a talk.
Yes, that is true, but the young man in the cabinet can sometimes be quite elusive.
Yes,
I know he's very busy. He's very busy.
You know that he's going to Australia, don't you?
Yes, I do indeed.
And I do hope that Peter Zack will make his acquaintance.
Yes. Yes, indeed, I'm sure he'd be delighted to do that.
Yes, he's a nice fellow, Peter. Sometimes a bit overzealous.
Yes, he's very exuberant, isn't he? Yes, I certainly will.
It would be nice if they made acquaintance. But also, yes, before he goes, why don't you get him to come along and talk about what he does?
Well, I'd love to, yes. I did try, but I'm afraid David is probably too busy, and it fell through, so I'd love to.
Well, I'll tell you something, shall I? He's finishing work at the end of this month. That's a good time. Now, you see, you know that I came to one of his seances and wrote the paper, didn't you?
Yes.
And of course, I still take an active interest. Yes.
Thank you.
And I tell you something, shall I, John?
Yes.
I tell you something. You know me that I don't say anything lightly.
No, indeed. You're very, very fastidious.
This boy is a real McCoy.
Mm.
I can tell you that.
Yes, I'm sure.
Nothing gets past me without me knowing. You know that.
No. Thank you very much for that, Mom.
Well, please tell Veronica I'm with her all the time, well, as much as I can be, and that I love her very much.
I will indeed, Monty. Thank you for coming.
Yes. And thank you, Paul, for allowing me to come.
Oh, it's our pleasure, isn't it? Anything, you know, we were going to have a guest and obviously the guest couldn't make it, so I think you'd like to say...
Oh, yes, yes.
Without naming
well,
necessarily
I didn't want to say... I was going to speak to John about it.
Okay.
I didn't want to name any names.
No, thank you for that.
But maybe you should speak to John and tell him.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to pass on?
Well, send him my regards, please.
Okay. All right. I will.
Good evening, Matt.
Thank you.
It's nice speaking to you, John.
Thank you very much, Molly. Good to hear from you.
Good evening.
Good evening.